A very good morning to you, Namibia. Kepa otaku ya kotaku di. So good morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Good morning to everyone listening in Windhoek, in Oshakati. We were just talking about Oshakati, actually, you know, the HD and... So we're just talking about Oshakati. So good morning, everyone listening to listening in Windhoek, in Oshakati. Wavish Bay, Rundu, Gobabi, Zongwediva, Swakopmund, Kietmansuop. I mentioned Kietmansuop before. No, Katima Mulilo. So everyone, every corner of our beautiful country. So this is Mind Meta, and I'm your host, Michael Shoveri, your counselor, your behavior analyst, and your companion, for the next, 2 hours. So, this is Mind Meta. This is the program where we, you know, this is the hours that we call, you know, mental health hours. So from now until 1 o'clock, so we will be talking, about, you know, things that, about you. Okay. So now we're going to talk about you. Definitely, you know, we're going to talk about those psychological patterns and socio factors that affect how you think, how you feel, and how you make decision in life. So let me ask you a question this morning, okay? So let me ask you a question. And I want you to answer it honestly, okay? Not no one else is. So think no one else needs to hear your answers. You and me. Actually, you're just listening to me from there through the radio or wherever you're listening in from your phone or something like that. So nobody else is what need to hear your answers. My question is, why are you so angry? So why are you so angry? I'm not talking about the frustration you feel when, let's say, someone cuts you, you know, someone cuts in front of you in a traffic. I'm not talking about that. Or like I'm in the studio, and when electricity just goes, you know, maybe electricity just goes, it just goes off at the wrong time when I'm so busy right now. So I'm not talking about that, you know, I'm not talking about that kind of anger, you know, I'm talking about a deep kind of anger. An anger that is, you know, that sit quietly inside you. The anger that suddenly appear when you at least expected it. You know, sometimes that happens when you just at least expect it and then it just explode. The anger that makes you lose patience with actually the people that you care about. So the anger that keeps you awake in the middle of the night, rolling and rolling and replaying old memories. That's the anger that I'm talking about. That's the kind of anger. That slow burning fire that never seemed to disappear, you know? That's what I'm talking about. How have you ever, stopped and asked yourself where it really come from? Where does this anger come from? Have you? Over the years, I have listened to many, many, many people's story. You know, and I have worked through some of my own challenge too. Okay. It's not just I'm listening to other people, but I have worked through my own challenge too. But one thing I have learned is this. Most of the anger we carry is not really about today. Okay. The most of the anger that we carry, it actually have nothing to do with what happened today. It's not about what happened this morning. Yeah. It's not even about what someone said yesterday. Very often it come from the past. Most of the time, it come from the past. It come from disappointment we never fully dealt with. So those disappointment that we never really, you know, we never fully dealt with. So people who let us, maybe could be people who let us down. Eh? So, and we never felt, and we never dealt with that, and we never dealt with that issues. It could be dreams that never turned out the way we, you know, we hoped. Yeah? Missed opportunities could be also that. It could be broken promises that never fulfilled. Painful moment that we thought, you know, we have moved on from, but somehow still affect us today. So it could be anything, you know, that you haven't moved on from. So, and this morning we are going to explore why those old disappointments still have so much power over our emotions. And more importantly, what can we do to break free from them? So we're not going to make this complicated. We're going to make this quite simple. We're not going to make, you know, we're not going to use those fancy psychological terms. No. So we are going to keep it real. We're going to keep it simple. And we're going to keep it practical. So now get comfortable, my dear friend. Get comfortable. You know, take a deep breath. Maybe grab a cup of coffee. Grab a cup of coffee. It's cold. Yesterday it was cold, but here today on this side, it's cold, but it's not as cold as was yesterday. So it's kind of subsiding a bit, if that's the right word. So grab a cup of coffee or anything that keeps you warm, as long as it doesn't keep you drunk, okay? As long as it keeps you warm, so you're most welcome, you know. Grab that or keep you following and listening and engaging. Now, that's I would ask you to, okay? Because I want to keep you warm. But I'm going to keep you warm, though. So now let's walk through this together. And you may even want to grab, you know, a pen as well. So maybe you want to even grab a pen and a paper, because what we are going to discuss, what we're going to discuss today, could actually change the way you look at your life and your future. So, and before we get started, I said I'm going to warm you up, isn't it? Didn't I say that? I did. So we make sure that we really, really, really warm you up. And so we're gonna look at some music. What happened to my music? Oh, I'm looking at the wrong computer. Oh, all right. So we're gonna warm you up. So something that really gonna put you, my piano is always, you know, at this point, my piano is always, you know, would always pump you up a little bit. Okay, let's gonna do that. I'm waiting. Gilintile. Okay, coming up.
Feeling dealing when alone, even the stars are calling you home. Feeling dealing, what's handled on me? I breathe your name in every song.
Days turn to dreams that fade to light. Your shadow dances every night. If this is fate, then I believe that love is something I receive.
Healing dealer, healing dealer,
set me free,
set me free.
Set me free,
set me free,
oh.
Healing dealer,
Well, that Big Nash. Gilindile. So I'm waiting. I think it's me now. I'm waiting. Yes, I used to know a bit of that language too. All right. So welcome back. Our time right now. What is our time now? Okay. Our time is about 14 minutes past the hour of 11. And we will go all the way until 1 o'clock. Okay. So we still have a lot, plenty to talk about. And thanks for joining me, wherever you're listening us from. All right. Okay. And we have even someone. Okay. We have even someone listening us from Germany. So, guten Tag. Wie geht's dir? Guten Tag. All right. Ganz gut. All right. So, now, why am I so angry because of my past disappointment? Why am I so angry because of my past disappointment? That's the topic that we're looking at today. But then let's ask ourselves, why do your mind keep pulling you back? You know why? Why is your mind keep pulling you back to this memory? Why is your mind always keep pulling you back to the past? Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Okay, imagine you're having a good day. Well, the sun is shining like today. You had a decent breakfast. Well, I haven't really got one this morning. So you have a good, decent breakfast. Someone greeted you with a smile, maybe at work, those who are working today. Everything seems fine, you know? Then suddenly something reminds you of the past. Maybe it's Could be a song that I play. It could maybe be a song on the radio. Maybe it's a name that appears on your phone. You never know. So maybe it's just a random thought that pops up into your head without warning. You know, that could happen. And just like that, your mood changes. You see, just like that, your mood changes. Suddenly, you're no longer enjoying your day. You are back in that painful moment. You see, just like that, you are back in that painful, painful moment. Now, maybe that argument, you are back in that painful moment. It might have been an argument. It might have been a betrayal. You know, it might have been a failure. It might have been an opportunity you lost. You know, it might be that relationship that ended so badly. And all those emotions come flooding back as if it just happened yesterday. Has that ever happened to you? Has that ever happened to you? Of course. I will speak for myself. Of course it has. Of course it has. It happened to all of us. It happened to all of us. But here is what many people don't realize. This is what many people don't realize. It doesn't happen because you are, let's say, for example, because you are weak or because you are broken or something is wrong with you. It doesn't happen because there is something wrong with you. No. There's nothing wrong with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. It happens because of a simple truth about how the human mind works. A simple truth about how a human mind works. Now, this is where I said, have a pen and paper. Okay, that's why I now said, take a pen, have a pen and paper. So I said it happened because a simple truth of how your mind works. And this is how your mind works. Write it down. Where you put your attention, where your attention goes, your emotion follows. Okay, put that down because let's say that, I'm going to say that again because this is the key to everything we are talking about this morning. This is the key. All right? And I'm going to say it again. Wherever you focus your mind, your feeling will follow. Okay? Know that. Wherever you focus your mind, your feelings will follow. Now, it sounds almost too simple. but think about it, okay? I want you to think about it. So if you spend most of your day thinking about everything that has gone wrong in your life, say, for example, you have just spending your whole day thinking about everything that has gone wrong in your life, how are you going to feel? How are you going to feel? You will feel angry. So you might be feeling angry, you might be feeling hurt, you might be feeling bitter, you might be feeling resentful because your thought and your emotions are connected. Your thoughts and emotions are connected and they move together. What you think about influences how you feel. All right? We're looking at why our mind keep going back. All right? So what you think about influences how you feel. Now, think about the opposite, okay? And this is an approach. When I'm telling you this is an approach to think. It's an approach to life, all right? Don't just focus on what I'm saying. Look at this in terms of how you approach things in life. So if you spend your day noticing the good things that still exist in your life, for example, what happened? Yeah? Now that's now the opposite. The other one is you spend your day maybe thinking the wrong thing that happened in your life. I told you what you will be thinking, what you will be feeling. You'll be feeling angry, you feel hurt, you feel bitter, you feel, you know, all those kind of emotion follows. Yeah? But what if? So now, the opposite is also true. If you spend your day noticing the good things that still exist in your life, what happened? You feel grateful, isn't it? You feel hopeful, possibly you feel hopeful. You feel, you know, you could be that you feel lighter. You begin to believe that things can get better, or yeah, the day hasn't changed. So you start to feel all those kind of things. You start to feel good about yourself. You start to feel, you know, maybe that things can get better. But here is the thing. The day hasn't changed. You understand? The day hasn't changed. You haven't changed. Your circumstance may not have changed. All that hasn't changed. The only thing that changed, now, the only thing that changed was your, all right? The only thing that changed was what? It was your focus. Do you understand now? The only thing that changed, nothing changed. The day hasn't changed. You're still where you are. You know, you haven't changed. Your circumstance may not have changed. The only thing that changed was your focus. Now, I know some of you are listening and say, it's not that simple. All right? You don't know what I have gone through. You don't know what I have been through. And you're right. You're probably right. I don't know your story. I don't know your deepest wounds. You know, you might have gone through really that hurt. I don't know the people who hurt you or the moment that changed your life. I don't know that. And I said, you're right by saying that you don't know. You don't know what I have been through. But I do know this, okay? And I want you to listen carefully. I do know this. The principle is still work. This principle that I said, it still works. What you feed your mind shape what you feel. Do you hear that? What you feed your mind shape what you feel. Feed your mind with disappointment and anger grows. Feed your mind with disappointment and regret grows. Feed your mind with disappointment and hate grows. Feed your mind with gratitude and peace begins to grow. So feed your mind with gratitude and hopeful maybe begins to grow. You see how reliable your mind is? Whatever you feed, it will produce. Whatever you feed, it will produce. Okay, let's say something from my own life. Okay? A few years ago, I went through a period where I was irritated all the time. All right? Everything annoyed me. Traffic annoyed me. People annoyed me. The news annoyed me. I walk around carrying a dark cloud. Okay? Dark cloud over my head. And I couldn't understand why. The strange thing was that my life looked fine from the outside. When you look at it from the outside, well, everything was fine. My career was going well. You know, I had good people around me, my family. You know, my health was good. On paper, everything looks great. Okay? But inside, and that could be you, inside I was struggling. I was impatient. I was short-tempered. You know, I was constantly frustrated. Then one day, and this was something really beautiful. So one day, an old colleague pulled me aside. Okay, she was, you know, is those lady that, you know, those wise lady, wise and honest, and never afraid to tell the truth, those kind of people. And she looked at me and said, my friend, you are angry at the world. You are angry at the world, but the world didn't do anything to you. You are angry at a ghost. Those are exactly the words she told me. And that hit me hard. That hit me hard. A ghost? And she was right. Absolutely right. I wasn't angry about what was happening in my life at that moment. You understand? I was angry about things that had already happened. I kept replaying old conversations, you know, kept reliving old disappointment. You understand? I kept revisiting old mistakes and wondering what I should have done differently. I was fighting a battle that were already over and still fighting the battle that was already over. And the only person suffering because of it was me. The battles were over, but I was still suffering. And that's what so many of us are doing, you know, are doing today. That's what we, many of us, actually are doing today. We're suffering. Eh? On something, we're suffering. We're fighting battles that were already over. Eh? So we're fighting ghosts. We're trying to change things that cannot be changed. We're trying to rewrite chapters that have already been written. And it's exhausting. Believe me, it is exhausting. And you probably listen to me, and to you, to tell the truth, you are exhausted. And you are exhausted. And no matter how much, and this is very important, okay? That's always said to have a pen and paper. So this is now important, because no matter how many times you replayed that story, no matter how many different ending you create in your mind, you cannot go back and change what happened. You can't. The past is finished. It's done. Eh? It's absolutely done. And every minute you spend, now this is also important, okay? I want you to understand this as well. It is very, very, very important. Every minute you spend staring at, you know, staring at it. Eh? Every minute you spend staring at it, it's a minute you are taking away from the life you are living right now. You are taking away because you're spending time just looking at the past. Now, what are you doing? You are taking away. You are taking away from the life you are living right now. Because now you're not living the life right now because you're busy focusing on the past. You are taking away from the life you are living right now. So I want us to go a little bit deeper into this. Now, how your focus control your feeling? And that's what I want us now to look at now. How does your focus control your feeling? All right? So I just want you to really understand this, okay? Let's talk about our own mind, why our mind do this, all right? So the thing is this, okay? You have to understand that, you know, because once you understand what is happening inside your head, it becomes much easier to change it. You cannot change something that you don't understand. So let's understand what is happening in our head first. So that would help, that would then be able to help us to change. Okay? Now you see, when something painful happened to us, when we experience disappointment, rejection, or heartbreak, now our mind don't simply pack that memory away and forget about it. Okay? Take that. Our mind don't just pack that away. They don't do that. Our mind, instead, they keep bringing it back. All right? They keep it bringing it back. I want you to understand this about your mind. Okay? They keep it bringing it back. Why? It's almost as if the mind believes that if it keeps looking at the problem, all right? The mind is kind of like, if it keep looking at the problem, it will eventually find an answer. The reason why you keep actually going back, remember, it's not because it's not sorted out. Probably in your mind, that's not done yet. Eh? Because it hasn't been, there are still issues that you, and by keep looking at the problem, it kind of like Okay. I still have to find an answer. Yeah? So, as I said, your mind believes that if it keeps looking at the problem, because that's why you keep looking at it, that's why you still keep going back, it will eventually find an answer. Do follow me, please. That would help you really a lot. Okay? It's like your brain is saying, okay? Here it's like your brain is saying, wait a minute. That didn't go the way I wanted. Remember this, okay? That didn't go the way I wanted. Let me think about it again. That's why you keep go back. Let me think about it again. Maybe if I go over it over more time, one more time. Maybe if I just go over it one more time, I will figure out what I should have said. I will figure out, maybe I'll find a way to fix it. Maybe I will discover what went wrong. You see, that's what your mind keeps doing by going back. But here's the truth. The truth is that there's no answer back there. That's a truth, a painful one. And if you have been doing this, there is no answer there. There's no answer back there. There is nothing left to fix. There is nothing left to fix. The event is over. The moment has passed. Okay? Yet, this is something also you have to note. Yes, your mind keeps running in circles. Okay? It keeps running in circles searching for solutions that no longer exist. Okay? It no longer exists. So, and that's what psychologists call rumination. That's what's called rumination. So, in simple terms, rumination is when you keep thinking about the same painful event over and over without finding any new answers or moving forward. So, what happened? You keep, cycling. You keep actually cycling around. So, it's like this. It's like driving around and around about and never taking an exit. You never take an exit. You just round and around about. You keep going around. But then in the process, you use up fuel. Now think of what are you using up? Energy. Okay. You're using up time. It's like, going and around. Yeah? So what are you? You're using up fuel. You get tired, but you never actually reach your destination. And here's the part many people don't realize. This is the part that we don't realize. Now, every time you revisit a painful moment, you are not simply remembering it. This is the part. You're not just remembering, you relive it. You just relive exactly that moment. So your brain reacts to that memory almost as if it is happening right now. That's why maybe you start crying. That's why you maybe start getting sad, whatever. So your heart, you start actually to feel a heart beating faster. Your muscle tighten up again. Your stress level rise. Your body prepares for a threat that no longer exists. You see, you started to feel all this as if the threat still exists, but it no longer exists. It has been 10 years. It has been 7 years. It has been 3 years. So you are not just remembering yesterday's pain. You are experiencing it all over again. Fresh. Fresh from the grill. And then now you wonder why you are exhausted. You wonder why you are exhausted. You wonder why you are irritable. You're being irritated. I was talking about I was always that irritated. You wonder why you feel tense all the time. It is because you are carrying, remember this, you are carrying yesterday's pain into today's life. You are carrying yesterday's pain into today's life. You are dragging old baggage through a new day, okay? And then wondering why everything feels so heavy. I remember speaking to a young man. That young man listened to this show, and probably I hope he's listening as well. So, yeah, he listened to the show. So someone who called me, I get in touch with him later on. Just being a member of the show, he always listened to the show. Now he shared something that has stayed with me, you know, ever since. Now he said, and in relating to what we're talking about, I'm angry at my father. He left when I was a child and never came back. Now, every day I woke up angry. I go to work angry. I come home angry. I can't stop thinking about what he did. At the time, this young man was in his late 20s. Okay, when that happened, he was in late 20s. Now, his father had been gone for more than 15 years. 15 years. Yet, now, the father has been gone for 15 years, and yet every day, and actually note this, because this you could be in another situation in a similar way, okay? Not that your father is gone somewhere, but just understand the point that we are making. Every day, he was still living with that same hurt. He has gone for 15 years, but yet every day he was still living with that same hurt. Now, so I said to him, my brother, what happened to you was painful, all right? So to acknowledge that it was painful, it was unfair, you know, it was not fair for him, you know, and you deserve better. Everybody deserves better, okay? And you deserve better. But let me ask you something. Your father has gone for 15 years. During those 15 years, how often have you been angry at him? This was the question I asked him. And he said, there was a long silence though. So there was a long silence, and then he quietly replied, every day. So this is what I said. So for 15 years, this man has been absent from your life. For 15 years, this man have absent from your life, but he has been present in your mind every single day. He has been absent from his life, but he has been present in his mind every single day. Now, being present in his mind, he was able to influence what? To influence his emotion, to influence his decision, to influence his relationship every day. Even if he was actually absent for about 15 years, but he is present. He was present in his mind and was able to influence his decisions. He was able to influence his relationship, his emotions. And he's not even there. He doesn't even know the father. He doesn't even know. You understand? He may not even care. The one carrying the pain is who? Is you. I told you, the one who is carrying the pain is you. Now, that conversation changed something for him. He changed something for him. Not because I said anything extraordinary. It's not because I said something that is magical or something. But because for the first time, he realized that his anger wasn't hurting his father. It was hurting him. So his anger was not hurting his father. It was hurting him. It was robbing him of his peace. You understand? It was robbing him of peace. It was damaging his relationships. Yeah? It was stealing moment he could never get back. And that is what unresolved disappointment do. So that's what unresolved disappointment do. They trap us. They keep us locked inside a prison we didn't even realize we built. And the sad part is that the door is often open. The door of the prison is often open. Freedom is there. Freedom is there. But we are so busy staring at what happened behind us. So busy every day. So busy staring what is happening, staring at what happened behind us, that we fail to see the way forward. You following me? So today, the real question isn't whether your past was painful. Of course it was. The real question is this. Are you willing to stop allowing that pain to control how you feel today? Did you hear the question? Are you willing to stop allowing that pain to control how you feel today? So think about that. And while you're thinking about it, so let's have another music. As I said, this is part two. So hopefully that's also pumping you up. Let's make you think. All right. That's the reason I want you to think. And I really want to, focus on you. All right. So I don't know who I am anymore. Grace Amara, City Music, actually coming from there. So let's get this beautiful song, I Don't Know Who I Am Anymore.
Sometimes you get so used to surviving, you forget who you are. Paninguba, you stop explaining, cause nobody really understands. Lately I just say I'm okay, even when it's not the truth. I laugh before people notice the pain I'm trying to. I became good at disappearing without saying where I've gone. My phone stays quiet for hours, but my mind keeps screaming loud. Everybody else looks happy, moving on with their lives, while I'm stuck fighting battles nobody sees inside.
Slowly I'm fading.
Mukati mango. Pleasing people until I forgot myself, saying it's okay every single time, even when it really hurt. Some friendships leave you empty, but you stay because you feel loneliness more than disappointment, more than being unloved. I still pray in broken sentences, cause sometimes words don't come, but deep you see everything, the smile I wear.
just need healing. Get so used to surviving, you forget who you are. Pamenguva, you stop explaining, because nobody really understands. Lately I just say I'm okay, even when it's not the truth. I laugh before people notice the pain I'm trying to hide. I became good at disappearing without saying where I've gone. My phone stays quiet for hours, but my mind keeps screaming loud. Everybody else looks happy, moving on with their lives, while I'm stuck fighting battles nobody sees inside. Slowly I'm fading, no cutting my mood. I don't cry the way I used to. The pain just sits in silence, and every now and then I'm alone. My heart still breaks quietly. I don't know who I am anymore. I'm just trying to survive. Every day I keep moving, but my soul stays behind. Everybody.
Well, 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 I don't know who I am anymore. I'm just trying to survive. Very, 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 very beautiful song. Beautiful song indeed. So, I don't know who I am anymore. I'm just trying to survive. So, welcome back. Welcome back. And, yeah, let's talk about the anger that's slowly eating you up. Okay? Let's talk about that anger that's slowly eating you up. I'm going to give you an example. Okay? Let me tell you a story. Another story. This one is about a woman. I'll call her Maria. Now, Maria come, yeah, Maria, where is she from? Maria come from one of our northern towns here. All right. She's a hardworking teacher. She's a teacher, a devoted mother of two. She had two children, and the kind of person who many people depend on. You know, people who some kind of person who people can depend on. The kind of person who helps hold a community, you know, together. So, but for many years, Maria carried a deeper anger inside her. You know, it all started when a small business she had built from the ground, she had built this small business from the ground up, was actually robbed during a series of break-in in her area. In one night, she lost almost everything, you know, her saving, her investment, years of hard work, all gone. Just in one night, all gone. Now, as painful as that was, there was something that hurt even more for Maria. A close family member had been responsible for locking up the shop that evening. They forgot. Yeah? They forgot the door was left unlocked, the security gate wasn't closed properly, and Maria became convinced now that if that person had simply done what they promised to do, the robbery might never have happened. So, she held on to that anger. Okay? She held on to that anger, not for a few weeks, not for a few months, for 7 years. 7 years. She barely spoke to that family member. Now, every family gathering felt uncomfortable. Every Christmas, every birthday, every funeral, there was always tension hanging, you know? There was always this tension hanging in the air because of something that happened 7 years ago, you know? And while she was holding on to that anger, something else was happening to her. Something else was happening to her. So Maria was changing. Okay? Maria was changing. So she became suspicious of people. She started becoming suspicious of people. She struggled to trust anyone. You know, she started to trust everyone, anyone, you know. She stopped taking chances. You know, you just one thing, the one event how that have changed the person. She stopped taking chances. She stopped believing that good things could happen. You understand? She became afraid of being hurt again, that she slowly closed herself off from life. So, but there were people, her children actually noticed. Her friends also noticed, and her colleagues also noticed that she was changing. But could Maria couldn't see it. Yeah? She couldn't see it. She was too busy looking at where? At the past. Too busy looking at the past. And one day Maria attended a community workshop in Windhoek. And during that workshop, the facilitator said something that actually stopped her in her tracks. You know, the facilitator said, when you hold on to anger, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to suffer. When you're holding on to anger, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to suffer. That sentence hit her hard. Really, really hit her hard. Because she suddenly realized that for 7 years, she had been poisoning herself. You know, the person she blamed had moved on with life. Yeah? They were living, they were smiling, they were carrying on. So they were moving on with their life. And she was the one who is still suffering. For all those 7 years, she was the one who is still suffering. And my friend, my dear friend, I want to tell you something that may be difficult to hear. But I say it because I care about you. Most of the time, the anger you carry hurts you far more than it hurts anyone else. The anger you carry hurts you far more than it hurts anyone else. I want you to think about that. All those hours you spend replaying painful memory. All those nights lying awake, maybe, thinking about what someone did to you. All that energy you spend angry. Eh? All that energy you spend being angry, being bitter, being resentful. Now, when you think about it, what has it changed? Eh? What has it changed? Has it fixed the situation? Now, have your anger fixed the situation? Has it rewritten the past? Has it made the person who hurt you suffer? Because that's what you're trying to do then, when you're angry now. Has it made the person who hurt you suffer? Has it brought justice? Because maybe that's what you're looking for. Has it brought justice? I think most of the time, the answer is no. Absolutely no. Instead, actually, that anger has drained you. Yeah? That anger actually has done something. It drains you. It steals your energy. You know, it steals your peace. Yeah? It steals your joy. And over time, it turns you into someone you hardly sometimes recognize. Like Maria. Someone who struggled to enjoy life. Someone who struggled to trust. Like Maria, someone who struggled to feel, you know, to fully present, be fully present in the present. And I see this all the time. I met people in their 30s, in their 40s, and beyond, who seem weighed down by life. People who seem weighed down by life. And when you really listen to their story, you realize something. They are not carrying today's problem. They are not carrying today's problem. They are carrying yesterday's pain. And that's the sad part. They are carrying old disappointment, old betrayals, old losses, old battles that ended long ago. And that's a tragedy. That's a tragedy. And I want you to understand this. While you are focused on what went wrong years ago, you are missing what is going right today. I hope you can hear me. While you are focusing on what went wrong years ago, you might be missing what is going right today. So it's like you're still focusing on the men that you lost. What did I do? How did I? Why? You know, but you're not paying attention to the men you have in your life or to a woman you have in your life now. You are missing the people who love you now. Eh? You are missing opportunity that are right in front of you. You are missing moment you will never get back. You are missing your own life. Definitely, you are missing your own life because you're focusing, you're reliving the past. Now, I remember, okay, let me give you another story. I remember another lady I spoke to from, she was from the coast. She told me she was still angry because her husband had left her for another woman. The difficult part, it had happened 10 years ago. 10 years ago. 10 years. Now, and she was still carrying that pain every single day. She's still replaying the betrayal. You know, she kept asking herself what she did wrong. What did I do wrong? Now, for 10 years now, she's still wondering why she wasn't enough for him. So I asked her a few questions, okay? In those 10 years, has he come back? No. Has he apologized? Nope. Has your anger changed what happened? Now I'm asking, now, your anger now, has it changed what happened? She went a bit quiet. And then said, I don't even know if he thinks about it anymore. And I said, exactly. Exactly. So he moved on with his life. He moved on his life. And you are still standing where he left you. And if you're listening, if you find yourself, you're probably finding yourself in the same situation. You are still standing where he left you. Staring at the same door and waiting for something that may never happen. And when I said that, the silence that followed was really powerful. You know, it was powerful. You could almost hear the truth settling in, you know. So, you know, when somebody now taking that in, she realized she had been suffering for years because of someone who had already moved on. They moved on. My dear listener, let me ask you something. What are you still holding on to? What are you still holding on to? What old hurt are you still carrying? What ghost? What ghost are you still carrying? Are you still actually fighting? Because you're fighting a ghost. What closed door are you still standing in front of? You're still standing in front of a closed door. And perhaps the most important question is, question of all, is, what is it costing you? It could be, it might be costing you something. It might be costing you your happiness. Eh? By still standing at the door that is closed. It might be costing your happiness. It might be costing your peace of mind. It might be costing your health. It might be costing your present relationship. Eh? It might be costing your ability to enjoy life. Eh? The life you have right now. So do you see that? Because until you answer that question honestly, the past will keep changing you. It will keep charging you a price that is far too high. So it will keep charging you that price, that which might be too high. All right? So, before I go into the solution, all right, because I want us to go into a solution. So let's have another song, okay? As I said, you know, songs are part of us, a part of the show. So before we get into the song, into the solution, because what the solution that we're going to look at is something that I call relentless redirection. You don't want to miss that. All right. So make sure that you stay tuned. So that's what we are going to look at, you know, when we come back. So stay tuned. We're going to look into that. Okay. What do I have for you for now? Let's. You are my home. When we cry, allow me.
Ngakufuna phakathi kwabantu,
aze ngakuthola lapho ngikhona.
Inhliziyo yami yathula kuwe.
Ngabona uthando lwangempela.
Khangethwa ngaphambi kwakho. Iphila ngaphandle kokukhanya. Manje sengithola ukuphila. Ngoba wena ungaphakathi kimi.
Bamba isandla sami. Ungesabi uthando. Masihambe sobabili.
Singahlukani njalo. When uyikhaya lami,
lapho inhliziyo yami iphumula khona.
Ngaphakathi kwakho ngithola ukuthula.
Ngoba wena ungowami njalo.
When uyikhaya lami, ngizohlala ngikuthanda njalo.
Uma useduze nami sithandwa.
Izo ngiphelele, ngokuphelele. Khumbula usuku lokuqala lapho amehlo ethu ehlangana. Kwakungathi umhlaba uyama. Kwavuleka uthando olusha.
Ngifunda uthando lwakho njalo uma ungibheka kanjalo. Ngizwa injabulo igcwala kimi. Jengo tando lunga pelio. Angazu kuthi kungenzeka.
Ukuthanda umuntu kanjena. Kodwa wena wangibonisa.
Uthando lugcwele iqiniso.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And yeah, we're going to have a good times here. So a good conversation as well. So, all right. So welcome back. Why I'm so angry? Because of the past disappointment. So that's the topic we're looking at. So far we have talked about the problem and we have talked about why it happens. And we have looked at real stories, the real stories from real people. I have given you examples of people that I probably have met in counseling or, you know, people that I have been probably coaching as well. Now, let's talk about the solution, okay? Let's talk about the solutions because, you know, because I'm not going to spend all this time telling you what is wrong, then leave you, you know, leave you hanging. So I'm not going to do that. That's not what Mind Matters is all about. That's not what we are all about. Now, I want to give you something practical, something you can start using today, something that it doesn't cost money, all right? Something that it doesn't require a psychology degree, you know, something simple enough that you may even tempted to ignore it, yeah? But please don't, all right? Don't. Now, because sometimes the simplest tool are the most, you know, are the ones that change our lives the most. All right? So don't ignore it. All right, here it is, eh? The way now to break free from the past is something I called a relentless redirection. Relentless redirection. Now, this is one approach. It's not the only approach. It's one approach that it worked with many people that I work with. Okay? It's simple. As I said, it's practical. It doesn't require any knowledge in doing this. Okay? Relentless redirections. Say it with me. Relentless redirection, you know. So thank God my kwanyama didn't come out. When it comes to R following L, you always have a problem, you know, as a kwanyama. So at least my kwanyama didn't come out. Now, what does it mean? Okay, let me explain this and listen. And listen really, really, really very. This is going to help you. That's going to change your life. Okay? So what does relentless redirection mean? It means that every time you catch yourself getting pulled back into your painful memory, into your old disappointment, into your old argument, or an old betrayal, you deliberately shift your attention. Here is your attention. Remember what we said. Wherever your attention is, where what you focus in, your emotion follows. Remember what we talked about earlier on. So now you deliberately shift your attention to something positive in your life right now. Remember, this is an approach. It's a technique. All right? Let me just say that again. So every time you catch yourself, now you're catching yourself getting pulled, now get thinking about, you know, maybe going back into your painful memory, into your old disappointment, old argument or betrayal, all those kind of things. You deliberately shift your attention, deliberately, that means consciously, you shift your attention to something positive in your life right now, okay? What is positive in your life right now? So now the difference is not once, because we talk about relentlessly, not once, not occasionally, every single time, relentlessly. When your mind tries to drag you backward, you gently but firmly guide it toward, guide it now forward again. Okay? Every time. Now, let me be clear here, okay? Let me clear about something, because to show that you don't misunderstand this. Now, I'm not saying you should simply tell yourself, don't think about it. Eh? If you do that, it doesn't even work. Okay? It doesn't work. In fact, it usually has the opposite effect. When you tell yourself, don't think about it, it actually has the opposite effect. Now, if I tell you not to think, about an elephant, what immediately pop up in your mind? An elephant, exactly. You know? So, this is not about pretending the past never happened, okay? So it's not about that. So it's about, now, and listen carefully, it's about choosing where you place your attention and your energy. Because you do that, the reason why you're choosing... Okay, we go back because you might have missed something here. As I realized that, you know, we went off a little bit somewhere now. So as I said, I'm not telling you, you should simply tell yourself, don't think about it. Okay? And I told you that doesn't work. It doesn't work. And in fact, it has the opposite effect. In most cases, it has the opposite. When you tell someone, don't think about something, they automatically start to think about it. What pop up is what you tell. What pop up in their mind is what you tell them not to think. If I said, don't think about an elephant, what do you do? It's an elephant pop up in your mind. You know? So, So this is about, and also the other thing, this is not about pretending. So you shouldn't be pretending the past never happened. Kind of like in your mind, you pretend that it didn't happen. No, it's not about push. And also it's not about pushing your feeling away. All right. So I want you to understand those things. So this is about choosing where you place your attention and your energy. You remember what we talked about earlier on, that where you place your attention, where you focus, your emotion followed. Okay? So now, I want you to understand, this is how it works now. Okay? This relentless redirection. So when you catch yourself going down that familiar road of painful memory, stop and say this to yourself. Okay? I will explain it. I will break it down. So say this to yourself. Wait a minute. Okay? I'm focusing on the past right now. I can't change it. Thinking about it, it's hurting me. What is good in my life right now? Okay? I will tell you why this makes sense. Remember, I said, you know, catch yourself. Okay? So catch yourself and say, catch yourself whenever you catch yourself going, you know, thinking about those familiar road of pain, you know, of painful memories or whatever. I say this to yourself. Once you catch yourself and learn to catch yourself, to pay attention, this is what you're doing. So I'm focusing on the past right now. So you're realizing that. I can't change it. Okay? Thinking about it's hurting me. What is good in my life right now? All right. That is your redirection phrase. I want you to understand that, and you can change it later to suit your yourself. But I just want to use that for you to understand. Now, and every time your mind goes backward, use it. Okay? Now, let us now break it down. We are going to break it down now. First, I said, say, I'm focusing on the past right now. What is that? When you're doing that, this is awareness. Okay? You are noticing what is happening. So you are actually noticing yourself doing something. You see the difference? In most cases, people, we don't do that. So we don't catch yourself before the spiral actually get too deep. We don't do that. Now here, you are noticing what is happening. This is awareness. You're being aware. And as I said, most of us don't even realize we are doing it. So 1 minute, we are fine. And that's what normally happens. We don't realize that it's doing. 1 minute, we are fine. And the next minute, we are angry, frustrated, upset. And we don't know why. So, but the moment you recognize what is happening, you interrupt the pattern. You can only interrupt the pattern when you recognize it. So that's the thing. That then when now you're saying, now I'm focusing on the past right now, you're actually recognizing what is happening. You are noticing what is happening. And it's only when you recognize what is happening, you interrupt the pattern, that you can be able to interrupt the pattern and bring it to the light. Now you're bringing this to the light. And once you see it clearly, you start losing its power. So that's how your mind works. Once you see it, you know, because your mind now recognizes what is happening, it understands now what is happening. It doesn't become a threat anymore, because it's a threat when your mind doesn't understand, doesn't know what is going on. So once you see it clearly, it starts losing its power. Now let's go to the second part. The second part is that I can't change it. So the second part is I can't change it. So what is that? It's an acceptance. Yeah? That's an acceptance. Now, so it's an acceptance, but understand this, that's not an approval. It's not approval. You are not saying what happened was okay. That's not what it's all about. It's not that you are saying what happened to you was okay. Just accepting the reality that it happened and that no amount of replaying it will change the outcome. Do you understand? So what you're actually alerting your mind is that, well, don't start searching solutions that are not there. So there's nothing that you're going to, there's nothing that you're going to change. There's nothing that you're going to do that's going to change what happened. So what it means that just accepting the reality that it happened and that no amount of replaying it will change the outcome. It is difficult. This is difficult, but it's also one of the most important steps. So, because you now, you know, it's kind of, and that's, it's actually bring your mind to, you know, to your sympathetic nervous system, where you kind of like, okay, relaxing, because, okay, you are not alerting your mind now to fight or flight. Okay? It's where you're saying, well, I mean, no matter how much you replay it or whatever, it doesn't gonna change anything. You're accepting, and I said, that's not an approval. Remember what I said, it's not an approval. You're not saying what happened was okay. You just said, that's a reality that you're accepting that the reality is that it happened. Okay? And no amount of replaying it, whatever, or rethink or ruminating about it, that it will change the outcome. So the third is that thinking about it, it's hurting me. All right? Thinking about it, it's hurting me. Now, this is a motivation now. So now, this reminds you that staying stuck in the past come with a cost. Thinking about it is hurting me. Now, this is a reminder that if you stuck now, when as I'm thinking about it, it's actually hurting me. This is your motivation. If you remain staying, if you staying stuck in the past, it comes with a cost. So, some, we talked about that, is still your peace, is still your happiness, is still your energy. When you recognize that cost, you become more willing to let go. When you recognize that cost, you become more willing to let go. This is a motivation. And finally, the last phrase is, what is good in my life right now? So what is good in my life right now? So now, this is now the redirection. You see, now you're redirecting it now from thinking about, you know, the painful memory to now what is good in my life right now? That's now the redirection. This is where you actively shift your focus. Now you shift your focus, your attention to what is actually good in your life. And don't just ask the question. The whole thing is not just, don't just ask the question. Answer it. Answer the question. Give yourself real examples, specific examples. Maybe you are grateful for your children. Okay? It could be maybe you are grateful for your children, or maybe you are grateful for your health. Yeah? Give a real example in your life. Don't just for argument's sake or for exercise sake. So maybe you are grateful that you woke up this morning. Isn't something that you shouldn't be grateful? Maybe you are grateful for a good friend who always supports you. Maybe it's your job. Eh? Who knows? It could be your job. Maybe it's a beautiful sunset you saw yesterday. I saw a beautiful sunset yesterday. That's why I remember that. Eh? Maybe it's just simply the fact that you are still here. You're still here. You're still alive. Still standing. Still moving forward. Eh? Maybe it's that. It doesn't have to be something big. Okay? Gratitude is often found in small things. Yeah? Maybe something even I'm thinking about. A warm cup of coffee. Yeah. A warm cup of coffee, a sound of, you know, a sound of, there was, it was raining somewhere, I hear weather, a weatherman talking about raining. Sound of rain on the roof. Eh? A smile of a stranger. A quiet moment of peace. Anything. Another day to try again. So when you woke up this today, it's another day to try again. You're given another opportunity to try again. Whatever in whatever struggle of life, you are given another day to try again. Those things count. So, and when you start focusing on them, something begins to change. Eh? Something begins to change. Not magically, slowly, not overnight, you know, but steadily. Because you are no longer feeding the anger. You understand? That's the difference. You are no longer feeding the anger. You are feeding gratitude. You are feeding gratitude. And whatever you feed becomes stronger. Whatever you feed, and write that down. Whatever you feed becomes stronger. Eh? Esheketo pikulia. Where your focus, where you're paying attention, that's where your feeling goes. That's where your emotion goes. So, now, and let me also be honest here. This won't feel easy in the beginning. Eh? It won't feel easy in the beginning because you have spent years thinking in a certain way. Your mind won't change overnight. It will resist. And most of the time, that's why we give up things like this. It will try to pull you back into your old habits. Because even painful habit can feel familiar. Yeah. Yeah. There's a saying, the devil, it's better the devil I know than the angel I don't. So, you are familiar with your painful habit. You know what is going to come. So you can tolerate. Yeah. Now, you have to think about it like a path through a field. Okay? Think of it like a path through a field. If you have walked the same path for years, there is a deep track in the ground, you know? Mononjila. Yeah? Your feet naturally follow it, isn't it? You have already developed a habit. Yeah? Your feet naturally follows it. Now, you have decided now to create a new path. You know, at first it feels awkward. It feels, you know, your mind will resist that. It feels uncomfortable. Eh? You keep wanting to return to the old track, even if it's painful habit. Remember that. But the more you walk the path, the more you walk the new path, the easier it becomes. All right? It's the saying that practice makes perfect. Eventually, the new path becomes your normal route. That's exactly how the mind works. That's how your mind works. Every time you redirect your thoughts, you are strengthening a new mental pathway. Every time you redirect your thought, you are strengthening a new mental pathway. So, at first, it feels forced. At the beginning, that's going to feel forced. Then it becomes easier. Then it becomes natural. Even a habit that you're now doing, it didn't just come naturally at first. First, it feels forced, and then it becomes easier, then it becomes natural. And one day, you will look back and realize something remarkable. You know, something remarkable. You are lighter, you are happier, you are calmer, you are freer. You understand? Eh? And here's something important I want you to understand. This is not about denying your feeling. If something painful happened, eh? This is not about that we are denying your feelings. If something painful happened, it's okay to be sad. All right? It's okay. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to hurt. Eh? Loss takes time to process. When something happened to you, it takes time to process. That's normal. All right? That's healthy also. But there's a difference between grief and rumination. I talked about that a little bit, but I didn't go into it. There's a difference between grief and rumination. Grief move through you. Eh? Over time, it's off. It soften. It heals. You know, grief, it heals. If you go through grief, you will heal eventually. Now, rumination, that's the opposite. So, rumination keep replaying the same pain. You keep replaying the same pain. It keeps reopening the same wounds. It keeps you stuck. And grief helps, as I said, grief help you heal. At the end of that, you feel released. Releasing engayo, isn't it? So it helps you heal. But rumination, it keeps you playing the same pain over and over. Not only for maybe for a few minutes. You could be replaying this for years. Like we talked about Maria, we talked about the other, you know, the other teacher we're talking about. You see? Eh? Do you understand? So rumination keeps you trapped. So if you are grieving, be gentle with yourself, okay? Be gentle with yourself. Give yourself the time you need. But if you have been stuck in the same painful cycle for months or for years with no peace and no progress, then it may be time to try something different. Maybe it's a time to try something different. Maybe it's time to redirect relentlessly. Now, I'm going to show you something about my, you know, let me share something from my own life, okay? I did that today twice, actually. So, because I believe in practicing what, I believe in what practicing what I talk about on the show, all right? It's not just something I'm saying for you. So, I'm still actually learning and growing, just like you, eh? I'm still learning and growing, definitely the same as you. There was a time when I would lie awake at night, replaying every mistake I had ever made. You know, every failure, every rejection, every embarrassing moment. You know, it was like a movie of my worst memory, playing over and over again, you know. Then I started using this simple technique that I'm talking about. Whenever one of the memories reappear, whenever one of the memories appear, I would stop and tell myself, yes, that happened. I can't change it. Remember the phrase? What am I grateful for right? What am I grateful right now in my life? What am I grateful for right? What am I grateful for right now? So at first it felt silly. I mean, when you think about it, it felt silly. Some night I couldn't even think of anything. You know, my mind would say nothing. Everything is terrible. But I kept going. I kept going. I forced myself to find something, anything. You know, sometimes it was a simple saying, you know, if it's at night, just grateful, be grateful for this comfortable pillow. Do you understand? And you know what? That counts. It counts because this is not magic. Okay. I'm not teaching you magic here. It is a training. And I understand this. It is a training. You are teaching your brain where to look. So for years, you have been teaching your brain to look, yeah, to look into this, to look back. You understand? You have teaching your brain to look back. In some way, it has been serving you because maybe you want to justify the anger that you have. So that's why you keep looking back. You want to justify the things what you do. So you are teaching. This is what the whole thing that I'm actually trying to redirect and that I'm talking about relentless is to teach, is to train your mind. You're teaching your brain where to look. Okay? The more you practice, the easier it becomes. Over time, your mind starts actually doing it automatically, like anything else. So these days, when I lie down at night, my mind is far more likely to focus on the good things because I have trained my mind to do that. So to think about conversation that made me smile, eh? A laugh I shared with a friend, do you understand? A message from someone I care about, a small win during the day. You see, the mind goes on looking for the positive things. A beautiful sunset, like I remember a beautiful sunset. You see, your mind go on lookout. Eh? So I fall asleep with sense of peace. I didn't have, which I didn't have before now because of doing that. I can tell you that if a stubborn mind like mine can learn a new way of thinking, I promise yours can too. Yeah? Yours can do that as well. So the most important thing is here, understand that the way it looks, as I said, when it looks silly when I'm talking to you. Yeah? But what do? You're training your mind to look, to think positively. It doesn't just happen by telling, don't think about whatever. No. What I have shown you is actually how you redirect your focus, your attention. And the more you do that, the more you're training your mind to focus on things that are positive. And over time, your mind would learn to look for positive things, not actually go to the negative. For now, your mind has been used to going to the negative things. And that's why it creates emotions, because of your focus. The focus is those, it brings the emotions that you're feeling. All right. So what are we going to do? I'm going to give you practical things. Okay. What is our time? Our time is about 20 minutes. Yeah, almost 20 minutes. Almost 20 minutes to one. We still have a couple of minutes. Okay. I want to give you some practical steps you can start today. Okay. Is that all right, my friend? Yeah, we're getting closer to the end of today's conversation. So I don't want to go without, you know. But before we wrap up, okay, before we wrap up our day today, I want to leave you with something practical, something you can start doing as soon as this show is over. All right? So because inspiration without action, it doesn't change anything. So, and I'm not here just to motivate you for 2 hours and, you know, I'm here to help you make a real change in your life. Okay? So let's give you 5 simple steps. All right. Write them down because they might come in handy in future. If you know, sometimes when you hear things, you hear them now and then, yeah, then they disappear. So you better write them down, put them on your mirror. Okay. You write them, you put them on your mirror. It reminds you all the time, or save them on your phone, or do whatever you need to do to remember them. Eh? Do whatever you need to do to remember them. Because these steps can make a real difference. So it can make a real, real, real difference. All right? Now, the first step, step number one, and this is very important, you know, in dealing with many, if you want to really, okay, let me just put it this way. Step number one, learn your triggers, okay? Pay attention to things that pull you back into negative thinking. What are the things that pull you back into negative thinking? Those are the things that triggers you to go back to negative thinking. What usually start that spiral? Yeah. Would it be it's people, could be a certain person. It could be a particular place. When you are in that particular place, there's always that spiral start. Yeah. Is it a song? Maybe a song that I play. You can come through and say, hey, the song you played actually, you know, it's what created that. Could be a social media post. Like much of us now addicted to these kind of things. A specific time of the day. Could be anything. That's why I said now, That's why I'm asking you, learn your triggers. Once you know your triggers, you can prepare for them. You can't prepare for something that you don't know. You can't handle something that you are not aware of. So you can catch yourself before the negative thought takes over. You're ready. You're prepared because you know the trigger. It's like you know the enemy. Eh? What would you do? Let the enemy actually just hit you or, you know? No. You catch yourself before the negative thought takes over. Eh? Awareness is the first step towards change. Remember that. Awareness is the first step toward change. Now, step two. Now, step two, create your own redirection phrase. You remember the redirection phrase that I gave you? Take a redirection phrase we talked about earlier and make it personal. Make it your own. Use your word that feels natural to you. Write it down and keep it somewhere visible so that, you know, put it on the fridge if you're alone. Keep it in your wallet. Stick it on your bathroom mirror. Okay? Save it on note. Save a note on your phone. Eh? Now, the thing is that when we ask you always to have something visible, because when you are caught in a negative spiral, you know, it is easy to forget what you need to do. Having the reminder in front of you can make all the difference. That's why, you know, things that we don't see, we quickly forget. Eh? People, things that we don't see, things that we don't hear, we quickly forget. That's why. Why there's an advertisement? Why we always have advertisement? Why do we see things that are put? So that the more you see it, the more it gets into your conscious. Eh? That's why most of the time we talk about write it down, you know, put, you know, it's for you to have it, to be able to see it over and over. That's how you print it in your memory. All right? Now, the other thing I want you to do is to keep, step three is to keep a gratitude list. Okay? And this is very important. Every night before you go to sleep, write down three things that went well during the day. Just write down what went well during the day. Do you know what I'm trying to do here? This is, and even doing this is training your mind. So, most of the time you get into bed, what are you thinking? You don't even sleep because what you do? You're thinking of things. You're just thinking in terms of the past, in terms of negative things. Now, I'm trying to help you train your mind. Write down three things that went during the day. Three things you are grateful for. And they don't have to be big. Remember, we talked about that. In fact, the smaller things often matter the most. Okay? Could have been a good conversation. All right? Do you understand? Once you start to do that, your mind would always, the more you do it, the more it becomes a habit. And what does that habit bring? It brings peace of mind. So when we're talking about now smaller things, it could be a conversation, just a conversation. A meal you enjoyed. It could be just a meal you enjoyed. A laugh you shared. You know, beautiful sunset I said earlier, a quiet moment of peace. Eh? Do this every day for the next 30 days. Eh? I have actually a person do, eh? I have actually a person does that for 30 days. It was a challenge. Okay? And I can tell you they came out, and I have many people do that, and they came out different. And remember, so, as I said, do that for 30 days as a challenge. The whole thing is this. So don't just think, oh, why do I have to do this? It's so exhausting. The thing, you are training your mind to pay attention to something like that. Because your mind it's used to pay attention to something else that does things that it doesn't make you even sleep at night. So this is your training your mind. You may be surprised how much it changes the way you see life. Seriously. Seriously. So, and the other thing, the step four is really talk to someone. Okay? If your anger runs deep, if it's really runs deep, especially if it's connected to trauma, it's connected maybe to abuse, it's connected to serious loss, you know, you may need more support. All right? You may need more support, and that's perfectly okay. Okay? That's perfectly okay. There's no shame in asking for help. Okay? Talk to a counselor. All right? Talk to a pastor. I'm one of them. So talk to me. All right? You can always call me. 081-854. 854-859. Okay? 081. I'm giving you my phone already. 081-854-8569. All right? So, as I said, there is no shame in asking for help. Okay, talk to a counselor, talk to a pastor, a priest, or whatever, you know, a prophet, if they are trained, not someone that, you know, that might ask you to do certain things. At least talk to some people that are really trained, that are professional. Talk to a trusted friend, okay? Talk to someone who listens. You don't have to carry everything by yourself. All right? Sometimes healing begins when we allow someone else to work along with us. Now, remember that. Sometimes healing begins when we allow someone else to work along with us. And that's not weakness, especially for men. It's not weakness, guys. That's actually wisdom. That's courage, you know? Yeah. And step five, our last step, is actually forgive for your own sake. I know this is the difficult one, okay? It's very difficult for many people. In fact, you know, some of you probably felt uncomfortable just the moment I mentioned forgiveness. But stay with me. Forgiveness does not mean what happened was okay. All right? It doesn't mean what happened to you was okay. It does not mean you are excusing bad behavior. It does not mean you are pretending the hurt never happened. All right? Forgiveness means you are choosing to stop carrying the weight of it. Okay? The weight of that event. It means you are refusing to let someone else's actions control your future. So forgiveness is not something you do for the other person. It's not something you do for the person who hurt you. It's something you do for yourself. It's a decision that say, you know, I deserve peace. I deserve freedom. I deserve happiness. I refuse to stay chained to the past any longer. That's what forgiveness really is. Well, not forgetting, not excusing, not pretending, simply choosing to set yourself free. That's what forgiveness is all about. All right? So hopefully you follow those steps. And if you follow them, do please, as I said, please make sure that you do some of those, you know? All right. So let's have quickly, another song that will bring us more or less to the end before we round off what we have talked about today. So, all right.
amehlo akho yakhanyisa yezu ningaphephile isandla sakho siyangifudumeza ngisho nomoya uyathula yakuzwa ngaphakathi yaphola umoya useduze. Inhliziyo ithi hamba nami
yaphila nami.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, and ngiyaphila nawe. All right, our time is about, you know, 56 minutes past the hour of 12. Well, my friends, we have reached the end of another 2 hours of My Matters, and if you have been with me throughout this conversation, okay, thank you for giving me time. Giving your time, and thank you for being willing to listen. Okay, so, and thank you for caring enough about yourself to reflect on some difficult but important questions. So today we have talked about anger. We have talked about old disappointments. We have talked about how the past can quietly take control of the present if we allow it to. And we explore a simple but a powerful tool, relentless redirection. If you're just joining us and you're just hearing this, Eagle FM, we have the app, Eagle FM app. When you go there, we have podcasts. You can always go to the podcast and with your time and listen again to the show, if you miss some of this. Or just go to our website and then go to the podcast and for Mind Matter. So look for Mind Matter and you can be able to go through that again. Okay. If you were not able to follow. So we explore a simple, and I said it's a very simple but powerful tool, relentless redirection. So a way to move your focus away from what went wrong to what is good in your life today. Okay, that's what this tool is all about. So, but here's the thing, eh? Knowing something and doing something are not the same thing. Real change only happen when we take actions. Okay, so today I want to challenge you now. Okay, I want to challenge you. I don't want this to be another program that you listen to and forget, you know, by tomorrow morning. So I want this to be the moment when something begins to change. All right. So I want you to do three things this week. Number one, today before you go to bed, write down your redirection phrase. We talked about that. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. Do it today. Do that. Write your redirection phrase. Okay. Make it more personal. Make it meaningful. And put it somewhere. You will see it more or less every day. Okay. So number two, start your gratitude list. All right. We talk about that every night for the next 7 days. Write down three things you are grateful for. Okay. Every night for the next 7 days. Just three things. That's all. That's all I'm asking. At the end of the week, take a moment and notice how you feel. Just notice how you feel. So you may be surprised by what changes when you train your mind to look for what is good instead of what missing. This is the whole idea. Okay? The whole idea is to train your mind to look for what is good instead of what missing. Most of the time, we focus more on things that are missing in our life. This is the whole idea of the exercise of starting your gratitude list. And for this week, every day I'm just asking you to write three things. Okay? Three things. And number three, this week, reach out. I want you to reach out to someone. Tell them something positive. All right? Tell them what you appreciate about them. Encourage them. Thank them, lift them up. Not because they ask for it, okay? Not because they earn it, but because when we focus on bringing light into someone else's life, we often discover more light in our own. Remember, here is training your mind to appreciate goodness. Okay? So even thinking about thinking about what you appreciate about them, you know, whether it's encouraging them or thanking them or lifting them up or whatever it is, that's you training your mind, you know, to think more positive about others rather than actually. Most of the time, we always think about negative about other people, okay, what they are doing to us, whatever the case may be. So here, I'm helping you to train your mind, okay? When you help someone rise, something inside you rise too. It's often the case. Okay? So then, and after you have done those things, you know, I want to hear from you next time. You know, next week, I want to hear from you. Tell us what happened. Okay? What happened? Today, I needed to finish that. That's why I didn't even ask for anyone to call it. So tell us what happened. Tell us about your gratitude list. Tell us about your redirection phrase. All right? So how did it work? So tell us about the moment you caught yourself, you know, heading into negative spiral and choose a different path. So we want to know how you actually handle that. And because your story may be exactly what someone else needs to hear. you never know who is listening, actually. I found out that you never know who is listening, okay? You never know who is sitting alone right now, carrying the same pain you have carried, all right? And you never know who needs the hope that your experience can give them. So, yeah, before we say goodbye, I want to leave you with one final picture, okay? One final picture. Imagine you are standing in front of a door. Behind that door is every hurt you ever experience. You are standing in front of the door, and behind that door is every hurt you ever experience. Every disappointment, every betrayal, every failure, every rejection, every moment that broke your heart. For a longer time, you have been standing there. For too long, you have been standing there, looking at that door, knocking on it, trying to force it open, hoping somehow you can go back and change what happened. That door isn't going to open. That door isn't going to open. It can't, because the past is gone. Those moments are over. They no longer exist except in memory, except in your mind. Now, I want you to do something different. Turn around. Take your eyes off that door. I want you to take your eyes off that door and look ahead. Okay? Look ahead, because in front of you is today. In front of you is today, a new opportunity, a new chapter, a new chance to build a life that isn't controlled by yesterday. Remember that. A new chance to build a life that is not controlled by yesterday. Will it be perfect? No, definitely not. Life is never is. So, but it is yours. That life, it is yours. It is happening right now. It contains possibilities you cannot see while you are staring at the closed door behind you. It cannot happen. Those possibilities cannot happen, or you cannot see them while you're still staring at the closed door behind you. Okay? So give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance. Give yourself permission to move forward. Close the door on the past. Close it. It's over. No amount of anger will change it. No amount of regret will rewrite it. No amount of replaying it in your mind will make a difference. It will never make a difference. But the future is still unwritten. It's still unwritten. And that is the beautiful part. So you still have the power to shape it. So I hope you will think about that today, my beautiful Namibia, my beautiful people. I hope you will give yourself the opportunity to let go of what has been weighing you down, you know, because you deserve peace, man. You deserve peace. You deserve joy. You deserve freedom. It's all begin with one simple decision. One simple decision. To stop living in yesterday and start paying attention to the life that is right in front of you. Simple as that. Stop living in yesterday and start paying attention and focus to the life that's right in front of you. So this has been Mind Matters. I have been your host, Big Mike. And I'll be back with you again next week at the same time, here on the same frequency, Eager FM. So until then, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind to those around you. And never forget, your mind matters. I'm going to leave you in the beautiful hands and capable hand of Tate France, coming up with the realm of the historic. So for me, it's 7 minutes past the hour of one, and it's time for me to get out of here. I hope you have enjoyed the show so as much as I did. So goodbye for now. Until next time, your mind matters. All right, let me leave you with with another beautiful song. So my goodbye song. Africa, we are one.
One people,
one heartbeat,
Africa,
forever.